This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. No explanation has been given by North Korea over Kim Jong-un's sudden reappearance, but video aired by his state-run news agency may hold some clues and its own messaging. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Firstly, no explanation is given as to where Kim has been since he was last seen on April 11th. The news anchor, who's very famous in North Korea, only talks about the ribbon-cutting event itself. The fertilizer factory is touted as evidence of Kim's progress on keeping his country's economy and food stocks safe and secure in the face of sanctions. Kim's surrounded by senior officials, including his sister, a party leader, and the country's premier. To international observers, though, including the Center for Nonproliferation Studies in California, the factory is actually believed to be part of North Korea's secret nuclear program. Uranium can be a byproduct of the process to make certain fertilizers, including the type the factory is said to handle.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. President Trump on Twitter wrote he was glad to see that Kim is back and well. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says his government will make face masks mandatory for commuters in public transportation starting Monday and will ease some restrictions for businesses.
Una de ellas es la obligación de utilizar a partir del próximo lunes.
Traffic and public transport usage has plummeted under the state of emergency established in Spain on March 14th. Sanchez said also on Monday that Spain will roll back more restrictions, including letting customers go to restaurants and cafes to take away food. Sanchez also announced that he will ask the parliament for an extension of the state of emergency that is set to expire on May 9th. This is VOA News. While he's feeling the heat to reopen the state, New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, insists it is just not safe right now. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
I'm not going to put dollar signs over human lives.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo at a briefing in Queens on pressure to reopen the state.
I feel it. I get it. I disagree with people who say open the economy even though you know there's a public health risk. I disagree with that.
Well, he says hospitalizations are down along with intubations. New cases were a little over 800 Saturday, and 299 people died. I'm Shelley Adler.
Security officials say Islamic State militants killed at least 10 Iraqi militiamen from the popular mobilization forces near the central city of Samarra in a coordinated assault during the early hours of Saturday. Footage released by the PMF showed their fighters running amid relentless gunfire. It was the deadliest of a series of attacks in recent weeks that come as authorities are grappling with a worsening economic crisis and trying to contain a coronavirus outbreak. Iraq declared victory over Islamic State in December of 2017 after a costly three-year campaign. The bodies of the last of four South Korean trekkers and their Nepalese guide who died in an avalanche in January in Nepal's mountains were flown to a hospital morgue on Saturday. The team of four South Koreans and three guides died on the popular Annapurna Circuit trekking route. The warm spring weather melted the snow, exposing the bodies on the trail. When a 91-year-old Brooklyn woman died from COVID-19 and her family could not come to her funeral, her neighborhood pitched in. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Like so many, 91-year-old Winifred Pardo died alone from the coronavirus. Her family, all out of state, so Brooklyn funeral director Amy Cunningham, a fitting tribute, turned to her neighborhood online forum for things unavailable during the lockdown.
So many people are dying. The rest of us want to do something.
Neighbors donated flowers, one even embroidered mom onto the casket's nameplate. Daughter Beth Pardo, who wept while she watched the live stream of the burial from out of town, was touched by the outpouring of support from strangers.
To find connection is helping me get through it. And I think it has turned what felt very stark and harsh and lonely to this beautiful thing.
Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.